Israel. The iniquity of Ephraim will be exposed, as well as the crimes of Samaria, for they practice deceit and thieves break in, bandits raid in the streets. But they fail to consider in their hearts that I remember all their evil. Now their deeds are all around them. They are before my face. They delight the king with their evil and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, like an oven heated by a baker who needs not stoke the fire from the kneading to the rising of the dough. The princes are inflamed with wine on the day of our king. So he joins hands with those who mock him. For they prepare their heart like an oven while they lie in wait. All night their anger smolders, in the morning it blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot as an oven, and they devour their rulers. All their kings fall, not one of them calls upon me. Ephraim mixes with the nations. Ephraim is an unturned cake. Foreigners consume his strength, but he does not notice. Even his hair is streaked with gray, but he does not know. Israel's arrogance testifies against them. Yet they do not return to the Lord their God. Despite all this, they do not seek him. So Ephraim has become like a silly, senseless dove, calling out to Egypt, then turning to Assyria. As they go, I will spread my net over them. I will bring them down like birds of the air. I will chastise them when I hear from their hearts when they wail upon their beds. They slash themselves for grain and new wine, but turn away from me. Although I trained and strengthened their arms, they plot evil against me. They turn, but not to the Most High. They are like a faulty boat. Their leaders will fall by the sword, for the cursing of their tongue. For this they will be ridiculed in the land of Egypt.